Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Ray Attia, an entrepreneur, innovator, international speaker, and founder and chief innovation officer of Definity Partners, a professional training firm that focuses on process, technology, and leadership improvement. Ray has partnered with over 250 companies to implement his Run, Improve, Grow business model, which was the foundation of his first business start at the age of 26, and continues to be the rock his additional 17 businesses are built on. He is the author of the award-winning book, Run, Improve, Grow, Your Roadmap from Firefighting to Bold Business Growth. So welcome, Ray.
Thank you very much, Stacey. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Well, now, why don't you explain to our listeners how the Run, Improve, Grow business model gives organizations the confidence to work on bold growth, maintain relevancy, and become talent magnets?
Well, the Run, Improve, Grow business model connects the frontline employees with the future and the management of the business. What we do is basically the Run, Improve, Grow model allows the growth leaders to really anticipate and create the future by having them have confidence in their middle managers to create systems in the process to help anticipate what the future is going to be by having the frontline really own today's running of the business. Too often when managers and leaders don't have confidence in their front line, they don't have confidence to be bold because too often the front line is inundated with complexity that allows then the managers to get consumed in the day-to-day operations. So the Run, Improve, Grow model really gives the confidence of leaders to be bold and be relevant through new products, new services, new markets by having a fearless front line.
And Ray, has there been a belief system or personal philosophy that's inspired or guided the Run, Improve, Grow model?
Personal beliefs are based on our experiences. You know, for me, my dad was a math teacher. I'm the second of eight kids, so I got to see what teaching was about and also efficiency. A couple of things that come to mind from my experiences. Number one, I believe that people want to be led rather than managed. So we lead people and we manage processes. I also believe that you can't necessarily motivate employees. I think everybody comes to work motivated. Our job as leaders is to inspire them. And I also believe that a motivated group of people with shovels will never outperform an unmotivated employee on a bulldozer. So what we need to do as leaders is give them the tools for them to succeed. So from my experiences, I've seen a number of leaders spend a lot of time trying to instill motivation into people rather than realizing they already are motivated. And if you really figure out how to get people to be fearless, they are able to accomplish so much more than you can ever give them credit for.
And then that is how these companies become talent magnets, right? So how can you find what a talent magnet is? What are the attributes of a talent magnet, and why is that so important?
Well, when people want to join a company, a talent magnet is an organization that people are just driven to. They are attracted to that organization for a number of things. So what a talent magnet looks like is they're doing very purposeful, challenging work. People want to be challenged, and they want to know their work matters. They want a learning environment, you know, a place that I can learn. They want to have a high level of respect with their boss. You know, one of my beliefs also is that I believe that 80% of the workforce reports to a frontline supervisor, and people join companies but quit bosses. So I want to have a good level relationship with my frontline leader. And they also want to have a sense of ownership. People take ownership to what they create. So when you're able to give people the sense of pride in their work, they will own it. That's where the talent magnet comes in. When people start talking about how great of a place that I work with, they give me the ability to win, give me the ability to learn, give me the ability to grow.
And Ray, what does a Run, Improve, Grow culture look like? And how does it benefit the organization's employees as well as the leaders?
It's interesting. Everybody uses the word culture. And, you know, culture to me are the behaviors that you see, not high-level stuff. So here's some of the things that I see in a well-run, Run, Improve, Grow culture. The first question we ask is what will it take when we have a new idea, rather than asking why it won't work or telling people why it won't work. The other thing I see is the front line owns the daily running of the business. They don't see themselves as victims. They take ownership. They say it's my problem or my success. They don't feel like they're victims. Managers are looking out, 1, 2, 3 years ahead and thinking about where their organization is going to be rather than feeling successful by them firefighting today's issues. When there's discussions for reviewing performance, the first question that's asked in a run, improve, grow system is we ask the question about what went well rather than jumping to the problems. We lead with the positives and we use that as a learning opportunity. So the benefits to the organization and to the company is you create this learning organization that trusts in people. And then the other benefit is you really have a lot less management activity managing the business rather than looking out where the business is going to go in the future.
And what is the one thing that an organization can start doing today to begin their journey to bold growth?
You know, the one thing that I see a lot of people do about change management is they try to take some of their poor performers or people who resist change and try to get them up to average. So the one thing that I tell people to do is don't do that. Focus on your top performers. Make a list of your top 10% of your folks who are your top performers and sit down with them and share with them where you want to go. And then ask them a simple question. What on a daily basis frustrates you? And then listen to what they have to say and then work toward that in the next 30 days and 60 days to help remove those frustrations. What I've seen, if you really want to create an organization that raises the bar, is take your best performers and bring them to a level that they don't even realize is possible. Too often, people spend a lot of time trying to get buy-in from the lowest performers and bring them up to the bar rather than to the next bar. So it's really spending time and investing in your top performers and simplifying the processes and the systems around them. They will then lead 80% of your workforce to the next level. They will model that behavior for other people.
All right, Ray. Well, we're running out of time, but I would like to remind our listeners that if your organization is ready to move from a place of struggle and drudgery to a place of joy and engagement, from mediocrity to true excellence, you can visit runimprovegrow.com to learn how. Ray Attia's award-winning book, Run, Improve, Grow, Your Roadmap from Firefighting to Bold Business Growth, is available exclusively at Amazon.com. So thank you, Ray, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.